Therapeutics, maker of Cortisol Manager, a formula created by Integrative Therapeutics with the goal of supporting the body's natural stress response. Available at Amazon.com. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Welcome. We have All Things Considered coming right up.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Manhattan, 76 in Chanute. The time is 3:06.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 3:30. Then we are going to talk about the Trump administration's approach to AI thus far. Unsurprisingly, prioritizing innovation over regulation. We'll discuss how good an idea that is. And then at 3:44, experts say breast milk is critical for prematurely born babies. But sometimes moms aren't able to produce their own. To fill that gap, two nonprofits in Kansas and Oklahoma are now building a network of donors and supplying breast milk to Kansas hospitals.
We got into this business to really, like, save babies' lives and have better long-term health outcomes.
Coming up on KPR, more about breast milk donation. That's all coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs around 90 degrees. 30% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night, particularly late, with lows in the mid-60s.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
82 degrees, seeing some cloudiness building in. Wouldn't be shocked to see a shower here or there this afternoon. It's 80 in Topeka, and it's 3:20.
NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. You will hear Morning Edition on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, presenting Street Nihonga, the art of Jimmy Tsutomu Mirakatani, featuring the largest assembly of the artist's work to date. Exhibition closes June 28th. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines are less than a minute away. Lows in the mid-60s tonight, highs around 90 tomorrow. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 3:30.
To advance his career, Gross spoke out in an interview posted on YouTube.
He's not the person that we need now at this critical time in history to lead the DOJ.
Blanche has denied that he's auditioning for the full-time role as Attorney General. The Justice Department did not respond to NPR's requests for comment. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.
At the close of Wall Street, the Dow closed up 370 points. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Laura Lorson. Two Johnson County school districts had very different responses to a federal investigation into their policies regarding transgender students. Kate Mays with the Johnson County Post filed this report.
The U.S. Department of Education threatened to cut funding to Olathe and Shawnee Mission schools in April, saying they violated Title IX and student privacy laws by letting students use bathrooms and play on sports teams that align with their gender identity. Olathe Public Schools rejected the allegations but signed a resolution agreement that will base sports and bathroom use on sex assigned at birth. District leaders say the move avoids a lengthy legal fight and protects funding, but Shawnee Mission Schools refused to sign. In a letter to the Department of Education, the district called the conditions unreasonable and said the agreement would devalue members of their community. Olathe must prove compliance by October, while Shawnee Mission could face lawsuits and funding cuts. For the Johnson County Post, I'm Kate Mays.
A bill allowing year-round sales of 15% ethanol gasoline blends across the country passed the U.S. House yesterday. That approval came after an hour of heated debate that crossed party lines. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley thanked representatives for passing the bill, calling it a major moment for farmers and gas consumers.
Iowa's family farmers are counting on the Senate to deliver year-round E15. I'm going to keep fighting until we get this bill to the president's desk, and the president had made very clear a couple months ago in Iowa that he's waiting to sign that bill.
Some Congress members have pushed back, concerned that ethanol would damage small refinery businesses. The House chose to detach the E15 provisions from the farm bill. Both are now moving to the U.S. Senate. There's a nationwide shortage of rural veterinarians, and it's hard to find tangible solutions. But research from Kansas State University might help. National data from the American Association of Veterinary Medical Colleges shows only about 20% of veterinarian students show interest in rural practices. K-State student Caroline Wingert is collecting data from in-person interviews on how to support rural vets.
By having the opportunity to just sit down and talk to them, I feel like that was one of the most beneficial parts of this, is just being able to listen and make that connection with the rural veterinarians.
Wingert said she noticed that veterinarians know rural Kansas has a lower salary than in other states. That's part of the challenge of attracting people to the area. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high around 90. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers and storms late with lows in the mid-60s, 30% chance of rain on Saturday as well. It's 3:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Breast milk is incredibly beneficial for babies, but sometimes moms aren't able to breastfeed because of health issues or because of a premature birth. A growing partnership is bringing more donated breast milk to babies in Kansas. Reporter Beck Shackelford-Wongongo with the Kansas News Service reports.
Amy Trollinger is driving.
At times you just all have to come together. It takes a village to raise a family.
Igbokwe Yates says she isn't sure how much milk she's donated so far with her son, but when she donated milk for the first time with her daughter, she gave almost 25 gallons. She's proud of that, and she's encouraging other moms to consider donating as the distribution program expands in Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wongonga.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find this story and others like it at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence as well, and many other frequencies. They are listed for you at our website, where we are also streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:01. At 4:06, we will hear from China correspondent Jennifer Pak and White House correspondent Franco Ordonez, along with Mary Louise Kelly, discussing the relationship between Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. They have been working overtime on their Sources and Methods podcast. We will hear an excerpt as they discuss this China summit coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through the 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight. We're expecting a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high around 90 degrees. It's 80 degrees in Topeka and 78 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock. This is KPR.
From NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Odoo, providing tools for businesses across industries into one fully integrated platform. Whatever a business needs, Odoo is committed to providing it. Learn more at odoo.com. From Clarivate, sponsors of the Pulse of the Library 2025, a global survey of academic, public, and national libraries on AI's impact and evolving priorities. The survey can be explored at clarivate.com. From Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate, at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. And from Carnegie Corporation of New York.
What does the architecture of Beijing reveal about a changing China? We stop by China's Temple of Heaven on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR1 and KPR2 stations. We will have Morning Edition for you. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Emporia. The time is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theaterlawrence.com.
You are listening to All Things Considered. Coming up, news headlines. That's going to happen in just about 12 minutes at 4:30. Then we will find out what is going on with the status of mifepristone in the United States of America. A stay had been imposed by Justice Alito on a Fifth Circuit ruling that stopped the prescription of mifepristone through telehealth. That stay has been allowed to expire. Does anybody know what's going to happen next? Well, Selena Simmons-Duffin's been following us, and she will tell us at approximately 4:36. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org.
Flash Gordon arrives to save every one of us at the next KPR Cinema A-Go-Go Friday night at 7 o'clock. That's tomorrow night, 7 p.m. A Flash Gordon double feature. First, a chapter from the 1936 serial with Buster Crabbe, followed by the 1980 big budget epic starring Sam Jones, featuring music by Queen. 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Liberty Hall. Tickets available at the door.
Support...
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. A great way to start off your day with the latest national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 79 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4:30.
Has never met its promise of fully funding the program, which helps students with disabilities get a quality public education with the services they need to succeed.
NPR's Janaki Mehta reporting, and this is NPR News from New York City.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Two Johnson County school districts had very different responses to a federal investigation into their policies regarding transgender students. Kate Mays reports for the Johnson County Post.
The U.S. Department of Education threatened to cut funding to Olathe and Shawnee Mission schools in April, saying they violated Title IX and student privacy laws by letting students use bathrooms and play on sports teams that align with their gender identity. Olathe Public Schools rejected the allegations but signed a resolution agreement that will base sports and bathroom use on sex assigned at birth. District leaders say the move avoids a lengthy legal fight and protects funding, but Shawnee Mission Schools refused to sign. In a letter to the Department of Education, the district called the conditions unreasonable and said the agreement would devalue members of their community. Olathe must prove compliance by October, while Shawnee Mission could face lawsuits and funding cuts. For the Johnson County Post, I'm Kate Mays.
Cure Violence ICT and Wesley Medical Center are partnering to reduce violent episodes. The hospital's trauma team will identify patients who have been injured by violent assault, such as gunshot wounds. Then Cure Violence ICT will connect patients with resources for things like mental health service or job placement. Leaders say the goal is to stop retaliatory violence by intervening at the hospital. Marquita Atkins-Woods is the executive director of Destination Innovation, which oversees Cure Violence ICT. She says they can help the hospital with crowd control during a crisis.
What Cure Violence can do is work within that crowd to decipher who's family, get them to a safe space, and let the rest of the people know that the family will reach out to them so that the trauma team can do what they need to do, which is take care of the patient.
This is the first program of its kind in Wichita. Cure Violence ICT is looking to expand the partnership. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs around 90. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, a 30% chance of showers and storms after midnight. Lows tomorrow night in the mid-60s. Then we enter a period of extremely unsettled weather. Saturday, mostly sunny, a 30% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon with highs in the upper 80s. The time is 4:35.
From NPR News.
Two guitarists from two different bands join forces in the Matt Hopper Jeff Shirley Quartet. Next time on Live at Green Lady Lounge. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me live at the Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan and many other frequencies. I was hesitating because I didn't know which one to say. We have so many. They are all listed for you online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then a conversation with former CNN Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr about the status of America's weapons stockpile. We'll also learn more about this week of turmoil in the United Kingdom. It's all coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org.
Lows in the mid-60s tonight, highs around 90 tomorrow. Chance of rain tomorrow night, a better chance of rain on Saturday, and even better chance of rain on Saturday night.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
It's 76 degrees in Topeka, 80 in Emporia. It is 10 minutes before 5.
Members of this NPR station.
What does the architecture of Beijing reveal about a changing China? We stop by China's Temple of Heaven on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in to Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m., a great way to get caught up in a hurry on the news that has developed overnight. Jay Schaefer will be your host tomorrow. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 5 o'clock.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
It's 78 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Manhattan, 81 in Chanute. It's 5:06.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we will have an update of news headlines at 5:30, so that's about 12 minutes from now. 5:36, we will learn more about the new special unit investigating violations of gun rights. We'll talk about the Trump administration's approach to AI thus far, artificial intelligence. And then we're going to learn about an effort to deliver breast milk to people who might need it. It's all coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Next time on Prairie Journal, NPR Scott Simon talks with us about the pets in his life and his new book, Ulysses S. Cat and Other Animals I Have Known. We will also learn more about the 1979 protest that brought thousands of farmers and their tractors to Washington, D.C. It's the latest episode of Peraspora, our Kansas history series. Prairie Journal, 7 o'clock tonight on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
78 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Emporia. The time is 5:20, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Changing China. We'll look around on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow from 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer will have your regional news.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines coming up in just about 40 seconds. Stay tuned for that. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. It's 79 degrees in Topeka, 87 in Abilene. The time is 5:30.
Sarah Lear in Madison, Wisconsin.
And this is NPR News from New York City.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Two Johnson County school districts had very different responses to a federal investigation into their policies regarding transgender students. Kate Mays reports for the Johnson County Post.
The U.S. Department of Education threatened to cut funding to Olathe and Shawnee Mission schools in April, saying they violated Title IX and student privacy laws by letting students use bathrooms and play on sports teams that align with their gender identity. Olathe Public Schools rejected the allegations but signed a resolution agreement that will base sports and bathroom use on sex assigned at birth. District leaders say the move avoids a lengthy legal fight and protects funding, but Shawnee Mission Schools refused to sign. In a letter to the Department of Education, the district called the conditions unreasonable and said the agreement would devalue members of their community. Olathe must prove compliance by October, while Shawnee Mission could face lawsuits and funding cuts. For the Johnson County Post, I'm Kate Mays.
A bill allowing year-round sales of 15% ethanol gasoline blends across the nation passed the U.S. House yesterday. That approval came after an hour of heated debate that crossed party lines. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley thanked representatives for passing the bill, calling it a major moment for both farmers and gas consumers.
Iowa's family farmers are counting on the Senate to deliver year-round E15. I'm going to keep fighting until we get this bill to the president's desk, and the president had made very clear a couple months ago in Iowa that he's waiting to sign that bill.
Some Congress members have pushed back, concerned that ethanol would damage small refinery businesses. The House chose to detach the E15 provisions from the Farm Bill. Both are now moving to the U.S. Senate. There is a nationwide shortage of rural veterinarians, and it's hard to find tangible solutions to the problem. But research from Kansas State University might help. National data from the American Association of Veterinary Medical Colleges shows only about 20% of veterinary students show interest in rural practices. K-State student Caroline Wingert is collecting data from in-person interviews on how to support rural vets.
By having the opportunity to just sit down and talk to them, I feel like that was one of the most beneficial parts of this, is just being able to listen and make that connection with the rural veterinarians.
Wingert said she noticed that veterinarians do know rural Kansas has a lower salary rate than in other states. She says that is part of the challenge of attracting people to the area. Mostly cloudy skies in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Highs around 90 tomorrow, 30% chance of rain tomorrow night. Unsettled weather throughout the weekend with a 30% chance of showers and storms Saturday during the day. It's 5:35.
Actual regulation of AI will have to come from Congress, though there's no indication of that happening anytime soon. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Breast milk is incredibly beneficial for babies, but sometimes moms are not able to breastfeed because of health issues or due to a premature birth. A growing partnership is now bringing more donated milk to babies in Kansas. Reporter Beck Shackelford-Wanganga reports.
Amy Trollinger is driving a big white van. When she donated milk for the first time with her daughter, she gave almost 25 gallons. She's proud of that, and she's encouraging other moms to consider donating as the distribution program expands in Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find this story and others produced by the Kansas News Service at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for spending part of your Thursday with us. Still to come, news headlines at 6:01. Then we will go inside how the New York Times creates the powerful bestseller lists. We'll have an overview of some of the ways authors have tried to game the system. They sometimes succeed. We'll talk about it coming up at just about 6:12 this evening here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Highs around 90 tomorrow. Should be mostly sunny. 30% chance of showers and storms late tomorrow night with a low in the mid-60s. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence. It is 81 in Chanute. It is 10 minutes before 6 o'clock. And this is KPR.
And from Carnegie Corporation of New York.
What does the architecture of Beijing reveal about a changing China? We stop by China's Temple of Heaven on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Plenty of time to catch Morning Edition on KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210CR Atchison, 89.9. K258BT Manhattan, 99.5. And KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.